In Contact with Lansing, I'm Gary Austin. On the show, we have Dr. Jeff Cripps. He runs the Windsor Animal Clinic on M99 in Diamonddale. And gee, Doc, so many businesses today, it seems like every time we turn around, there's new technology. And certainly, you know, your business is no different, the business of veterinary care, taking care of animals. And well, let's first talk about laser surgery. Boy, this has really come a long way, hasn't it?
It sure has, Gary. And one of the reasons I wanted to be here today was to explain maybe some of the new things that are happening in veterinary medicine. And by the way, I'm Dr. Cripps, and I am at the Windsor Animal Clinic in Diamonddale, Michigan. And I've been a veterinarian for, oh boy, coming up on probably something like 20 years now. And I've been in the Windsor Animal Clinic area in Diamonddale for, about the last 10 years or so. But what I wanted to bring up is some of the new sort of technology that's coming along that is sort of trickling down from the university levels or the high-end specialty clinics that you might start to see happening in, I guess you would say, quote-unquote, a regular veterinary clinic, which is really what I'm doing. And the first thing, as Gary mentioned, is laser surgery. And one of the things that we're doing in our clinic is we're actually using a laser to do the job of what a scalpel used to do in surgery. And it is something that is brand new technology for the veterinarian, although it's been around for a while in human medicine, although they don't use it in human medicine as much as I think they should. And the advantages of using the laser surgery would be, one is it really cuts down on the bleeding that happens while we're doing surgery. And not to sound gross, but for a surgeon, the less bleeding, the better off you are when you're doing surgery, and the better visibility that you have when you're trying to identify where you're at and what you're doing. And it'll actually coagulate while you make the cuts, which just means a way of making everything clot. And it has the advantage of the laser will actually burn everything in its path, so to speak, so it's much less contamination. Any bacteria that are in the way, you just zap those little buggers and they're gone. And so it's a way of doing something even a little more sterilely than, say, with a blade, although everybody that uses a blade, they have ways of sterilizing their equipment before they go ahead and do the surgery. And we find that when we're using the laser, it's generally related to sort of sealing things off, but there's often less what we call post-op pain and less post-op, we call it edema, but swelling and redness, and things just seem to, in general, heal quicker. So that is a big advantage in when you have an animal that's recovering, because we do use pain medication, but anything less, you know, anything that can help you to decrease the pain is something that it's worth doing for me. And basically, since it's a new technology, people wonder, well, what can you use the laser for? Because it sounds pretty specialized. And in my situation, I've actually moved to using the laser in all surgeries that I do. And seeing how it works even under what you might call quote-unquote routine surgeries like spays and neuters, all the way up to cancer surgery where we have to remove a mass in a very difficult location. And it seems to work under all circumstances and really helps us in our sort of care of the animal. There's a few areas where the laser works particularly well, and one of those areas is sort of controversial in the sense of doing cat declaws, because not everybody agrees with doing cat declaws. But in that arena, using the laser has really, really improved our situation there. And I guess the story that I tell people is the first time that I ever did laser surgery for a front declaw was on an older cat, and that usually means something that is a little more difficult, more recovery time. And we're used to at least a couple of days or a day of recovery time using the old scalpel method, which I've used myself. And I had a cat recovering, just waking up, and it was in a top cage, and it was only an hour after surgery. I bent down to put a litter pan and some food in for him, and the cat hopped out of the cage and jumped right onto a cement floor and ran through the building, and I couldn't catch him. And that was the day that it convinced me that this new method of doing surgery might be a big improvement over the old method. The old method required that the cat usually stayed in the cage with bandages on, and usually at least for a day. And there was a significantly increased recovery time at that point.
Dr. Jeff Cripps with the Windsor Animal Clinic on the show. This is In Contact with Lansing. I'm Gary Austin. Well, gee, Doc, it sounds like there are a lot of things that this laser surgery can be used for.
Yeah, there sure is, Gary. And I guess, as I was saying before, that there's a few specialized areas where the laser surgery is especially good and helpful over old methods. And another area that we see or use laser surgery in quite often is dogs get a problem called, the nickname is called a lick granuloma. And that's where they literally will lick their forearm just obsessively, and there's usually a mass that will form there, and they would just keep on licking and licking and licking. And usually the original inciting cause is long since gone, but the dog himself is causing the damage. The old problem we used to have using a scalpel is, since the mass is located on the forearm, there isn't enough skin to pull together, and you had to leave it as a big, giant, open wound. And now, using laser surgery, if you can imagine, with the laser itself, I can actually shave down the mass layer by layer and leave the skin so that we don't have an opening, and remove the mass without actually going down to some of the tendons and muscles and things that are underneath. And dogs seem to stop licking right away after doing that kind of surgery, and it breaks the cycle, and we actually get good results with that. And that's an area where the laser really shines. Just very quickly, in anything that's really vascular or bloody, since the laser can stop bleeding, such as in cancer surgery and removing masses, it works out wonderful in order to sort of lays around the mass, and you can see what you're doing, and you can remove everything in a much quicker time to recovery.
Now, another technique that's getting a lot of attention in your office, the use of the ultrasound.
Yes, that's true, Gary, and ultrasound is becoming more and more useful and more common in the regular practice, quote-unquote regular practice, and we're seeing it outside of the universities and specialty practices. But ultrasound, a lot of people are familiar with in terms of watching newborns and seeing their baby for the first time. And ultrasound in veterinary medicine works exactly the same way. And it's excellent for getting you more detail on seeing soft tissue, as opposed to x-rays, which are good for seeing things like bones and hard tissue and metals and things like that. So we now are able to actually peer into the liver and see masses. We're able to take a quick look and get the size and shape of kidneys, and we can actually see the tissue in kidneys, not at the level of like an MRI, but it gives us a greatly enhanced view of what we're looking at in the abdomen without using surgery. And another advantage of ultrasound is, when there's something in there that you need to get a piece of, say in the case of seeing a mass, you may need to get what's called the fine needle aspirate, which is putting a needle into the mass so that you can do cytology and look at it. Or you may actually need to get a little piece of it and send it into the people at Michigan State, for example, and have histopath done on it so that they can read it. And it's really interesting to be able to do things guided by the ultrasound, so that you do not need to do surgery to get into where you need to get a sample of the mass. And so ultrasound for us has greatly enhanced our ability to, again, less pain, quicker time to recovery, and get the information that we need and get right down to the diagnosis and know where we're going.
So those who work in veterinary medicine, they actually have equipment, scopes really, that can go inside an animal to see what's going on in there.
Yes, Gary, we do use scopes in veterinary medicine now, and it's becoming more common for the practitioner to have this tool at their disposal. And the scopes are flexible, and they allow you to look into the colon or down into the stomach. And in the case of animals, which we do not see in human medicine as much, is that we oftentimes have foreign bodies in dogs. And the scopes are really a nifty way to go down there and look into the stomach and then determine what's there. And with the scope, we can actually pull the foreign body right back out through the esophagus and out of the dog and never make a cut on the dog. And he can go home the same day. And again, we're talking fast recovery time, which is less pain, and fast recovery time is the goal of everything that we're trying to do and the way we're trying to improve things. And with the scopes, it gives me the ability to see things that I often can't see even through surgery. And it allows me to see the linings of everything, and it allows me to see if there's masses, cancer. It even allows me to get a biopsy without actually cutting into the animal. And we can get a big enough piece to send off to the pathologist so that we can determine again what's wrong, because under most circumstances, getting to an exact diagnosis is always important and saves time and money and is better for the animal. So scopes are definitely in use in veterinary medicine at this point, and even down to the level of what I, again, would call a regular practitioner, not just at the university or specialty clinics.
So let's say, Doc, a pet owner comes in and they're concerned. Let's say their dog or cat has, say, well, an ear infection. I mean, you can take one of these scopes and look right in there and see what's going on in no time, huh?
Yep, we absolutely can. And what's even more interesting is I can, because I'm using a scope, I can either show the client what we're looking at because they can't see with the conventional type of scope, and I can take pictures. And I also, believe it or not, back to this laser thing that we talked about, I can get down in there and through the scope, I can actually remove masses on the ear canal and do things fairly bloodless, and again, have the animal out the door fairly quick.
Now, these all-important in-house labs, they can really tell a lot.
Yeah, they surely can, but the advantage of the in-house labs are doing things quickly and so that you can get information back much faster. When I started out in veterinary medicine, we had to send everything out to external labs and wait a day, sometimes two, to get answers back. And in today's world, a lot of times that's just much too long to wait. So, for example, it's common now to use things that can read blood called hematology machines. We have machines that can read what are called blood chemistries to give you an idea how liver, kidney, etc. are doing, even determine diabetes on the spot. We have machines that can read urinalysis, and we do cytology for the in-house labs so that we can determine what cells are present and which disease processes are present. And the advantage is, again, we can know this information very quick and then determine our course of action literally within 15 minutes, a half hour.
Now, telemedicine, that's something else that's really new and just crucial. You know, you're doing some tests, and you've got to relay the information, say, from one doctor to another, and that's where telemedicine comes in.
Yes, and it helps us a great deal in to speed up the process. Usually how I use, well, let me back up a little bit. Telemedicine is a way of electronically relaying all the information that we just talked about, either through lab work or pictures from endoscopy or pictures from the microscope or x-rays to another doctor electronically, sometimes over the internet. and or sometimes we'll actually mail a CD or something of that sort. And in my case, what really helps is it allows me to use or to send this information to a specialist so that if I need for my client some specialized information on what I'm working on or basically just help, I can send them my lab results. I can send them actual pictures of what I've been doing as if they were right there. In fact, as everybody knows on their home computer, back to the endoscopy, I can actually show them movies of what I was looking at. And then they can help me in the interpretation of what I'm looking at and give me basically advanced ideas within their specialty. So no matter where you're located, you can actually have the expertise of a specialist doctor in veterinary medicine right at your fingertips and greatly improve the level of medicine that you're doing at the time. So all these pictures that I'm taking and all documentation can be sent off and they can read it and then give you their opinion back. I can even take pictures of the animal itself. Say we have a skin condition, use a digital camera, take a picture, they can look, and oftentimes they can come up with ideas that I never even thought of. And it all happens very, very fast, as you know, instantaneous on the internet, and they have the information.
Gee, Doc, in your line of work, I would imagine the research really is never ending, is it?
No, and one unique thing about veterinary medicine is we have the opportunity to do some research outside of the university level that we have, you might say, less constraints and have to be less formal. And one of the things that I'm personally into is a technique called flow cytometry, which is a new way to look at cells that are in the blood. And there's one type of cell or a group of cells called white blood cells that circulate in your blood. And these cells can give us a great deal of information about what your immune system is doing and the state of your health. When I look at these cells under the microscope in normal stains, certain classes of cells all look the same, but there now is a new technique, believe it or not, where we can attach antibodies to the surface of these cells. The antibodies have little glowing molecules on them. We pass them through a laser, and the laser can actually count how many cells have these glowing antibodies attached to them. And what that does is that allows us to further define what this cell is either doing or what health the state or how healthy the cell is or even what type of cell it is that you can't tell just by looking at it. And this is a brand new frontier. In fact, it's so brand new that a lot of the information coming from flow cytometry is we don't even know what it means yet, I guess, to put it quite bluntly. And I'm in the process right now of compiling some information to see if we can determine how this might help us clinically.
With the Windsor Animal Clinic in Diamonddale, Dr. Jeff Cripps, in contact with Lansing, I'm Gary Austin.